Let's talk BitDog right now. Nicola White with us. Paul, why do you do this here? Because a lot of people are saying, and Ken Rogoff of Harvard said this. He was brutal.
Yep.
He said what he got wrong is the adults haven't stepped in yet.
I know.
Is now the time?
Well, Nicola, she knows this stuff right, you know, really spends a lot of time on this. Nicola White, Bloomberg Tax reporter. Nicola, talk to us about the SEC and some company, which I know is a software company, MicroStrategy. What's going on there?
Exactly. Good morning. Okay, so MicroStrategy, like you said, it's a software company. It's an enterprise software company, but the CEO loves crypto. And last year, they made kind of an unusual announcement for a software company. They said, one of our two core business strategies is making enterprise software and buying and holding Bitcoin. So that's extremely important part of its business. And then there is the accounting for these very volatile holdings. And that's where the company kind of got into a little bit of a tussle with the SEC.
Well, what is a tussle? I mean, first of all, the IRS has said it is an asset, right?
Yes.
So how do you account for this asset?
Exactly. So this is a very, very big debate in accounting circles. There is actually no part of official U.S. accounting rules out of the sprawling big book of rules. There's nothing in there that says this is how you account for cryptocurrency, which makes sense because some of these rules were written a very, very long time ago. Crypto is a new asset. So in the absence of official rules, there's kind of non-binding guidance out there that says if you don't qualify as an investment company, you're just a regular company and you have holdings of crypto, you account for it as an intangible asset. And that really comes up with a little bit counterintuitive accounting outcomes. It means essentially that you book the cost at historical cost, and then you can only adjust the value if it dips, never if it goes back up.
And if you have a CFA, Paul, to get this on, there's goodwill, there's badwill, there's bitwill. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, I like that.
Did I do okay there?
So,
okay.
So Nicola, what's the SEC's... How do you think they're looking at crypto broadly defined? I mean, it seems like Mr. Gensler he knows about crypto, but I think he also feels like we need some regulation there.
Yeah, and I think that this MicroStrategy issue can't be seen. You can't look at it in a vacuum. It's not just an accounting issue. You absolutely have to look at it in terms of Gensler has been so public. Being skeptical or, you know, just saying that we need to take a close look at crypto. So that's definitely
well, like, what are you talking, Monday or February? Seriously.
Yeah. Well,
what are they waiting for?
Yeah, we need to, I guess, hang on. There's a lot on Gensler's agenda.
So from a company like MicroStrategy, we also saw it with Tesla. I mean, you know, we had Elon Musk famously say, you know, he'll accept, you know, crypto,
right.
Bitcoin, you know, if you want to buy it,
right.
Tesla.
Yeah.
Are we seeing more companies do this?
We are. And Tesla was a very big headline generating company. They announced last year that they would buy bought $1.5 billion worth of Bitcoin. And also, of course, like you said, start accepting Bitcoin as payment. But Tesla doesn't actually do the same kind, didn't get into the accounting trouble that MicroStrategy did, in part because their holdings of Bitcoin are probably just not as material to the company compared to MicroStrategy, which literally says, you know, one of our two core business strategies is buying and holding Bitcoin. So MicroStrategy, because the official accounting rules are a little bit counterintuitive, you can never book a gain on your Bitcoin, on your Bitcoin holdings, which of course will affect your bottom line. They provided supplemental non-GAAP measures that stripped out the effect of the Bitcoin impairment. And Tesla does not actually do that in their, even though they hold $1.5 billion, they don't, in their non-GAAP measures, they don't strip out Bitcoin impairment.
You put me to sleep. Nicola, let me ask you a question.
Yeah, this is my life. I love accounting.
Paul and I are sitting here. Paul's made a decision not to do this because he's buying 14 acres in the vineyard. I'm thinking of getting paid in BitDog.
Yeah.
Now, if I get paid in BitDog and it goes down, the government taxes me at what value?
That I don't know.
Okay. I mean, some pro athletes
can
are getting
you paid. Tell me can you tell me by the end of the month?
Right.
Yeah.
Nicola, thank you. This has been good. Can you come back again and talk to us about this?
Absolutely.
I learned more from Nicola White than I did from Matt Miller.